Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Welcome to First United Methodist Church here in our Brighton campus. I'm Pastor Lindsay, and it's wonderful to welcome you to worship this day. We welcome to those who are worshiping online this morning, maybe from the comfort of your couch, or perhaps you're watching the service later and kind of as an on-demand experience from worship. So glad that you've joined us and are worshiping. We're a congregation that seeks to know God and love God and serve God, and we do that by gathering in worship community together to praise God's name, to pray for one another, to sing some songs of praise, to hear scripture lessons, to connect in community. So I'm so glad that you're here to do that today. Today is a fun, special Sunday. The theme of our Sunday today is a camping ministry focus. And we're looking forward to Suzanne Everett bringing the gospel, the preaching lesson for us this morning. Suzanne is our director of communications here at our church, and she's also the marketing consultant for Camping Ministries of our Michigan annual conference. And so it is a great delight to have Suzanne preaching for us today. She has lots of passion and experience in camping ministries. We've had many of our youth recently went on a retreat to one of our United Methodist camping ministries, and so that's kind of the theme of the day as we're looking forward to summer, and eventually all this white stuff outside will melt, and we will be sending our kids and our grandkids off to camp, and we will be enjoying the glorious Michigan outdoor camping adventures, and so that's what we're looking forward to today in worship. Just a reminder to please take a moment and fill out your connection card, the small card that lets us know that you are here, because we miss you when we're not, and we want to know that you are here today. You can drop a comment in our Facebook feed, let us know that you are here as well, and on the back, note what ways you want to get involved in mission and ministry here. Well, again, welcome to worship this day, and let's join together now as we start our time of celebration and praise. Won't you stand as you feel comfortable? Let's sing together.
Join me in the opening prayer. I am who I am. We seek to know you more and to feel your spirit here on earth. Guide us as we explore our identities, learn to appreciate the differences and commonalities we share with each other, and continue to grow in your love and grace. Amen. Please be seated. We'll be reading the scripture today from Exodus 3, 1 through 15. Moses was keeping his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flocks beyond the wilderness and came to Oreb, the mountain of God. There, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, and yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burning up." When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses," he said, "Here I am." Then God said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." He said further, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, "I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their suffering, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me, and I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I, that I shall go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" God said, "I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain." But Moses said to God, "If I come to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What's his name?' What shall I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. He said further, thus you shall say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, you shall say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my title for all generations. The word of God for the people of God.
Summer is coming, and what do you know for certain?
You know you want to get outdoors.
You know you want to be with friends.
You want to be welcomed and called by name.
You want to grow in your faith and understanding of what it means to be a beloved child of God.
You want Summer Camp 2022 with Michigan Area United Methodist Camping,
where you can discover how God loves you and calls you by name, where adventures await you, where each day unfolds with laughter, fun, and praise, where friends, counselors, and staff want you to be your very best self,
where a safe community is born out of God's unfailing love. Register today at umcamping.org. When you bring a friend new to camping, you both get up to a $50 rebate. Register today.
Lake Michigan Camp and Retreat in Pentwater offers family camping opportunities with RV and platform tent sites, as well as cabins and bunkhouses available throughout the summer season.
Adults and families enjoy camp and retreat programming at Lake Huron Retreat Center, just north of Port Huron. God's Treasures Camp provides adults with special needs a wonderful week of outdoor activities, Bible study, and more. Campers and volunteers alike look forward to it all year.
Learn more about all these camp and retreat opportunities at our website, umcamping.org. See you this summer.
We're going on a camping trip. My name is Suzanne. I'm packed the sleeping bags. This is Lindsay. She packed the lanterns. This is Randy. She packed the rain gear. We're celebrating Camp Sunday today. Church camp and camping with church friends has held a dear place in my heart for many years. Meeting God on sacred ground within a unique community specifically designed to uphold each of us as a beloved child of God. It's something amazing that I want everyone to know about and everyone to be invited to. That's why Brian and I, my husband and I, were camp counselors in the early 90s. That's why we camped as a family for over 16 years with this church. That's why we're planning this summer two family camping opportunities and sending children and youth to camp. Growing up, I don't think I attended church camp until I was in high school. But I can clearly picture a group of us at Lake Huron Retreat Center. It was about 100 miles from here. This was back in the 80s before it was renovated into an adult retreat center. So there we are, a bunch of high schoolers from all over, from Milan, Detroit, Caro, Livonia, Highland, Howell, Brighton, even the UP, Bruce Crossing, if that rings a bell for anyone. We were sent out in groups one afternoon after hearing scripture and a message. My group headed up the beach, probably as far away from the leaders as we could get. And if you can picture Lake Huron, if you know what that beach is like, Ray, you know what that beach is like, rocks everywhere and logs. We had to go a ways and find a place where we could circle up. I don't remember what we talked about. I don't remember which of my friends were in that group. But what I remember vividly is hearing people for the first time, young people my age, talking intimately about how God moved in their lives, how God forgave their missteps, how God gave them courage to face the future. I remember feeling unconditionally loved by God and welcome and accepted in that circle. It's easy for me to say now, but think back about your own self as an awkward, self-conscious teenager. I wanted that mountaintop feeling to last forever.
In our scripture today, Moses literally had a mountaintop experience. He was far from home, tending the sheep, camping out. He wasn't just on the far side of town, right? Scholars argue about how far Mount Sinai was from Midian, where Moses had settled after fleeing Egypt. But he was surely many days away from home. And Moses encountered God there, speaking to him from a burning bush. One thing that was interesting to me as I dug into that story was, if you think about it, Moses didn't have much knowledge about God, let alone a personal relationship with the God of Israel. I mean, Moses was born to a Hebrew family, yes, but he was raised at court by the daughter of Pharaoh. You can read his backstory, if you don't know it, in Exodus chapter 2. Moses was about 40 years old by the time he left Egypt. So I have a feeling he knew more about the gods of Egypt than he did the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrews, the God of his ancestors. So it makes sense that God has to introduce himself to Moses. And, you know, he has that whole list. All these people, have you heard of them? That's me. And so then Moses has to ask, so if I go to the Hebrews and tell them who sent me, what shall I say your name is? It's like that awkward moment when you have to introduce someone and you can't remember their name. The other thing that I found interesting was the setting. So here's Moses, a shepherd, camping out with the sheep, traveling far from home, and God has to work really hard to get his attention. Like, if he had this intimate relationship already with Moses, he could have just whispered in the wind, right? Or just come to him quietly. But he had to work hard to get his attention with that burning bush. And so he created this bush, and the bush wasn't burning, right? But it was on fire. And then he's talking to Moses from this bush. And I'm imagining Moses was pretty familiar with campfires, right? Have you ever stared into a campfire and you get that mesmerizing effect? The colors and the flames, the red, the gold, the blue, the orange. So you know what that's like. Now your campfire starts talking to you, right? It's like something out of Harry Potter where the fireplaces are talking. Now God has Moses' attention, as I'm sure he would have ours. But he tells him not to come closer. And I don't think it was that God didn't want Moses close. I think God didn't want Moses distracted by the fire. And he wants Moses to remember and revere and respect this encounter. So he says, take off your shoes. This is holy ground. And he wants him to hold sacred this place, because he'll be returning there again and again and again to talk with God and even to receive the Ten Commandments. And when you are invited to camp, or you invite others to church camp, you are inviting them to sacred ground, a place where there might be crazy games or relay races to get their attention, or a floating breakfast in a canoe to hold sacred this new space, or sharing testimonies around a campfire where God is named and you learn about the God of Abraham and the God of Jacob and God in Jesus Christ. Even if you had no prior relationship to God, God will meet you there, love you, and call you by name. God becomes part of your story. The God of Suzanne, the God of Lindsay, the God of Randy. When we would drop off our daughter at church camp, one of the first things that would happen is she'd meet her counselors. They would immediately welcome her into a new group, into a new circle of friends, and start learning their names and more about them. They were intentionally creating a new community where God is at the center and everyone is welcome and everyone belongs. Back on that beach in Lake Huron, at Lake Huron Camp, I felt strongly that God could and would use me. Like Moses, when God called him by name to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, I felt some uncertainty. I didn't feel equipped to talk or pray in front of people, So when I hear Moses say, "Who am I?" I can relate. One of our favorite Bible verses back then in that group was from Jeremiah 1:7. "But the Lord said to me, 'Do not say I am a youth, because everywhere I send you, you will go, and all that I command you, you will speak.'" Back then, my calling was not clear to me, except that I should pay attention, seek holy ground, be curious, and grow with the tools that God would give me. God allowed me to grow and develop interests and pursue my passions for communications. While I wasn't called to pastoral ministry, I knew I was called to serve. So I tried to pay attention and be alert for those God sightings. They don't always hit you over the head like a burning bush, right? You may have experienced those God nudges, the kind that encourage you to step outside your routine and call a friend who needed to hear from you that day, or show some kindness to a cashier who was having a bad day and you were the one person who smiled at her. Listening to my nudges has grown me in ways I could not have imagined back on that beach. Back then, I couldn't have imagined standing up here and praying with you every month, let alone giving a sermon. Over the years, I've been a camp counselor. I've led book studies and Bible studies. For the last 5 years, I've been the marketing consultant for the Michigan Area United Methodist Camping Program, and now I'm the communications director here at the church. And more recently, listening to that nudge and hearing from clergy who are weary and stretched and tired, I've become a trained coach through the Michigan Conference of the United Methodist Church. As a coach, I walk alongside pastors, ministry professionals, mission leaders to help them find resiliency and fortify them on their journey and in their ministry. Interestingly, I began that training pre-pandemic, when pastors were already stretched and stretched by all that the denomination is going through. And now it is even more clear how powerful coaching can be to help and encourage these servants of God. I was recently back on that beach at Lake Huron Retreat Center. The first week in February, I participated in a virtual retreat put on by the Upper Room Academy for Spiritual Formation. My sister-in-law, Wendy, invited me, and we rented the retreat cottage there that's available for pastors and laity for spiritual rest and renewal. Remember that snowstorm back in the beginning of February? That's where we were on Lake Huron, nestled into that cottage for our Zoom retreat. Each day of that retreat, we would listen to teaching sessions and spend times in solitude, and then we would meet in small groups. There was a gentleman from Texas in my small group. He was a retired English teacher, so just off the cuff in one of our discussions, he could quote from the epic poem Aurora Leigh by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. And thanks to the internet, I can look that up and share it with you. It speaks of how we might encounter God if we pay attention and recognize holy ground. Let me read it for you, just a little bit. "Earth's crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God. But only he who sees takes off his shoes. The rest sit round it and pluck blackberries and daub their natural faces unaware." We can find signs of God everywhere if we're paying attention, if we look closely. And we can also go to the mountaintop to recharge our spiritual batteries. Camp is an invitation and a gift. It's an invitation to see the bush afire with God. It's a gift of the time set apart, time to shed our worldly shoes, so to speak, and meet God on sacred ground. It's time to celebrate our gifts, learn God's name, hear God's story, and have it inextricably intertwined with our own. And the payoff for taking this time can be big. for you, for your children, for your grandchildren, or someone you might give the gift of camp to. They can learn God's name. They can meet God and hear those comforting words like Moses did. I will be with you. They can learn that with God they are never alone. They can learn that they can be equipped for God's purpose. Consider giving that gift of camp to yourself or to your children or grandchildren. Maybe take a retreat or sponsor a neighbor child to go to camp. Consider how God is calling you by name and seeking a deeper relationship with you. The retreat speaker on that virtual retreat was Ray Buckley. He's part of the Lakota community in Alaska. He shared with us that when the Lakota pray, they pray standing up because they are waiting to hear God's direction and ready to go as they hear it. So as I close us in prayer, would you indulge me and stand? And let's turn and face the doors. While some of us are called to serve inside the church, we are all called to bring Christ to the world. And if you're worshiping online, I invite you to stand and pray with us. And as I pray, I'm going to say me instead of we, and invite you to make this prayer personal by holding on to that word me and inserting your own name in your mind as you hear it. Let's pray. Creator God, thank you for making me in your image. Thank you for calling me by name. Thank you for reminding me to pay attention and listen to you. Help me to recognize your sacred spaces and invite others into the journey toward knowing and serving you, whether that is at camp, on retreat, in our work, or any of the places our lives take us. Bless me and each of us this morning. Equip us with what we need to do your work in the world. Amen and amen. Please be seated.
Amen. Thank you, Suzanne, for bringing the word to us this morning. There has been an opportunity for some of our youth most recently to come and experience the camps that Suzanne was preaching about, to be a part of the winter retreat at Wesley Woods with some other youth from across our conference. Our director of children and student ministries, Allison Vitale, took a great group of students just last weekend, and so I'd invite you to turn your attention to the screen and experience some of the joy of camping ministry, whether it's in the summertime or in a winter retreat. Experience some of the joy, see some of the fun, see the relationships that were built, and you can be a part of encountering some of God's beauty and the great things that took place there.
Last night put the heavy on me. Woke up and I'm feeling lonely. This world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up. Some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough.
Life. When I walk, when I'm down, when my feet hit the ground, when my darkest day, no way. Hello. My name is Carol Kapuska, and I'm here to pray with you. And as we get into that attitude of prayer, as we pray together as a congregation, I want to kind of add to the words that Suzanne said, that I did not expect that I was going to be here in my adult life presenting prayer to you, because when I looked at the concept of being called by name and the story, the scripture that was being shared today about Moses and the burning bush, I put myself into that position and I thought, what would I do if I heard my name called and this voice was coming from a bush? And I thought, I would panic. I would not know what to do. I would not know what to say. So how is it possible that I am here and praying with you? Well, that's because I get the time to think about and to craft a prayer that I say with you and to you. And that for me is much easier. But my purpose in doing that, and I believe our purpose in having somebody lead us in congregational prayer, is knowing that not all of us are able to come up with the words that we need during the time that we have or are being called on to pray. So hopefully my words that I put together in this time can help spark some thoughts for you. And even if you just sit and listen, and during the time that we have to come up with our own prayers, you just sit and bask in this moment, that's totally fine. Because I'm one of those people that when put on the spot, when called upon in shocking situations, I can't come up with glorious words and meaningful thought. I'm one of those people that when you go into the movie theater and the guy says, enjoy your movie, I say, you too. Like he's going to the movie. Or have a good trip to the person giving your ticket and you say, thanks, you too. Because things come out of my mouth that make no sense. So bask with me in that thought that not all of us are good at coming up with prayer on the spot or good in those situations, but we know that God accepts us where we're coming from and knows what's in our hearts. So I'm going to pray with you in the hopes that my words help spark something in your heart, that when we take a minute to pray for ourselves, that you can think of what you would want to pray. So let's pray together. Dear Lord, today we come to this church community to worship your name, sing and speak to you in praise. We listen to the words and meditations of others seeking guidance to strengthen our understanding of you. We take this time to bask in your glory and hold our hands to heaven in celebration of you and our lives, and know that even during the most trying times, we can call out to you and find hope, help, and healing. Thanks be to you and to those that bring us your word. We are grateful for this time of reflection and prayer that allows us to gather our thoughts together and reach out to you as a community, but also then for our own concerns. Thank you for allowing this time to focus as a group in prayer. Thank you for your healing of bodies and minds. Thank you for forgiving hearts that accept us where we are at, but also include thanks for our own forgiving hearts that allows us to forgive others that have harmed us. We're only a small piece of your entire creation, but you still single us out and call us by name. Help us to realize those times and to listen to what you're asking. Let your will be done and not our own. Let us realize the importance that comes with that calling. We confess that we are afraid, we feel unworthy and uncertain. When called upon, our first thought is to question if we can do what you ask and wonder why you would single us out. We look around to find a much better example in our community that would be able to do a better job. Why would you pick us? But you only ask us to do that which you give us strength to endure and know we are capable of. Let the fact that you called to us in particular give us the courage we need. Have the first person that comes to mind as the best person for the job be us. We have such a long list of those that need prayers, and every day and every night we see news that just adds to that list. Those that are in need of basic life food, shelter, and safe drinking water. Those that are struggling financially, we sit in our homes and watch violence and unrest play out on the screen. And we just pray for safety from the fighting, for individual homes experiencing domestic violence, for cities experiencing crimes on their streets, and to countries being invaded and ways of life threatened. And in particular, we pray for the Ukraine. Bless the week ahead of us that we may find peace, that when we are called upon, even in the smallest way, that we can answer your call, that we can respond to your calling our name with grace and purpose to spread your praises through words, but most of all, actions. That we do not pause to question your call, but move forward with confidence toward what you have called us to do. And now let's spend a minute saying our own personal prayers. And now pray with me as we all say together that prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
This morning, we're going to be having two mission moment updates to share. The first is going to be shared with us through Vern Hoschel. He's going to be sharing a mission moment update and sharing what's happening in some of the churches in Ukraine. And then in a moment, we'll also hear from Bill Drabing, who will be sharing some mission moment updates for things happening in March.
Thank you, Lindsay. You may know that we have many partnership churches of Methodist churches in the United States that partner with United Methodist churches in Eastern Europe and the Balkans. And that includes Romania, Slovakia, Moldova, Ukraine, Romania, Czechoslovakia, which are now Slovakia, and the Czech Republic, and Poland. We have a partnership church with Protovin in the Czech Republic. And this morning at 2:30 in the morning, I got an email from Maluška. She is a lay leader and a lay pastor in the Protovin congregation, which is about 40 strong. And I read to you what she wrote to the Brighton United Methodist Church. I would like to tell you that the Czech United Methodist Church will make a shelter in post, and I'll explain that, for refugees from Ukraine, the Holiday Center near Protovin, and Pastelka. Did I pronounce that correct, Agnes? Thank you. I don't speak Czech, but she does. And our parish will coordinate the help and take care of the people over there. How ironic is that we've been talking about church camps. You know what POST is? POST is a large church camp for Methodists in the Czech Republic and a retreat center. And they're going to turn it into a refuge center. The Holiday Center is a commercial holiday retreat area. And Pastelka is the community center, which mission teams from this church and with monies help build behind the United Methodist Church in Protovin. These are now being turned over into refugee centers and are being administered by the Methodist congregation in Protovin. They need our prayers. As I looked at the hymn and read the hymn this morning, we walk hand in hand. We can't walk hand in hand with them, but we can pray for them and with them. Thank you.
Thank you, Vern, for sharing that update. And we certainly do hold the world in our prayers at this time. I'd invite Bill to come forward, please, to share with us a mission moment more locally of what's happening in March.
My name is Bill Drabing. I am the missions lead for the 2022 year. But before I start, I wanted to say the video that Suzanne showed, any adults that look like that was a lot of fun to do, All you got to do is act like you're going to be a chaperone and you get a go. I was there this last weekend. It was an awesome time. So the last time we had a missions moment, it was about asking for socks. And we thought asking for 1,000 socks from this congregation was a crazy idea, but we did it. And you guys gave 1,500. So extravagant generosity goes beyond every single time. Coming up in this March, we have opportunities at St. Andrew's to serve breakfast on the 5th and the 12th. We're doing NOAA lunches here on the 13th, so you'll get to help with that. But the biggest one that we've got going on is the Severe Weather Network, where the homeless in our area are being housed at the Chilson Hills Church, and each church in our area is taking a week. So we've got a week coming up here, the first week of March, where we are taking on all the responsibilities of feeding, doing the laundry, driving them places, bringing them home, and keeping them safe. So if you are helping in that, I would like you to stand up, please. And online, those of you that are, you know, maybe in the, for instance, the Smiths are in Spain, they're coming back to help. Please stand up. Look at, thank you. Thank you. You know, as the saying goes, I can't feed everyone, but when we get together as a church to do missions, we can serve a lot. And one of the things that I can help you with is to serve God. So our slogan is Know God, Love God, and Serve God. If you have any questions about wanting to get involved in serving others at this church, please let me know. I'm happy to help. Mark it on the connection card that you want information about missions, and we will get it to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. At this time, I'd invite you, just a friendly reminder, to go ahead and fill out your connection card. As the offering plate is passed, you can place your connection card in there. There are many opportunities for us to be generous, whether it's sharing to support the sock drive or to be sharing financially of our tithes and offerings. I would invite the ushers to come forward now to wait upon us to receive the generosity we have.
Lord, we thank you for calling us to be in worship today. Help us to hear your call as we go about our daily lives. Use our offerings to build your kingdom so that others may hear your voice in the wilderness of their lives. Amen.
I'm so glad.
up this morning through songs that you maybe would sing at camp or through some pictures on the screen or from seeing from some really fun 1980s, 90s photos of Suzanne at camp and seeing our kids go to Winter Blast. We hope that you've had an experience and a taste of the great joy of camping ministry that we have in our conference. I just want to extend an invite that our fellowship committee here at the church is arranging two family camping fun weekends, as Suzanne mentioned. One more locally, that's going to be June 10th to the 12th at Pinckney State Area Rec Center there, and that's more locally, just a few minutes, a few miles, right, from Brighton. We'd encourage you and warmly invite you to be a part of that. Another is we're inviting you to come and experience in August a camping weekend at one of our Methodist campgrounds. So if you're interested in reserving a site, a campgrounds or a cabin, please come connect with Suzanne after worship or myself to help answer some questions, and and information about these camping weekends are also on our website, brightonfumc.org/events. Want to and warmly invite you to experience the magic and the sacred experience of walking on holy ground and encountering God in that way. Also want to invite you, of course, to Ash Wednesday worship, which is this Wednesday. It's March 2nd. At our Whitmore Lake campus, we'll be having a worship service at noon. And here at our Brighton campus, we'll be having a worship service at 7 o'clock, both in person and online. I invite you to join us as we start the season of Lent together.
As you go out today, I want to remind you to seek holy ground, to pay attention, and to remember God is always with you. Amen.
Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.